Exclusive: Speaker McCarthy, administration fighting every step of the way against Biden family business investigations. By Matthew Boyle on March 14, 2023. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, told Breitbart News last week that Democrat President Joe Biden's administration has been fighting against transparency every step of the way with GOP investigators probing the president's family business dealings. McCarthy's interview, taped on Wednesday in the ceremonial U.S. House Speaker's office, came before the Treasury Department finally, after weeks, relented and agreed to provide the many suspicious activity reports, SARs, on Biden family members' bank transactions. McCarthy sat for the hour-long interview as part of the long-form Breitbart News exclusive on the Hill video series. The first part, on McCarthy's decision to release January 6, 2021, surveillance footage from the Capitol, was published last week. This second part is one of many other major topics, including on other investigations, the debt ceiling, leftist efforts to engage in censorship of conservatives, the rising threat of China, and the currently open U.S. southern border, addressed in the interview. More is forthcoming. SARs are when a bank flags for the government's suspicious activity regarding transactions, and apparently several Biden family members, including the president's son Hunter Biden and his brother James Biden, have several of them. For months this year, the Treasury Department refused to provide the documents to Congress. But after the McCarthy interview with Breitbart News last week, the administration relented this week and agreed to provide the documents to the committee. Why? McCarthy asked when Breitbart News asked him why the Biden administration was covering up these documents. There are hundreds of them. It's not easy to get one of those to happen, and it's not with one bank. Why would they hold that up? McCarthy said that House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY, has the authority to follow this investigation wherever it leads, even though the Biden White House and administration have been resisting investigators at every turn. Jamie Comer has been doing an excellent job on this, McCarthy said when asked where this goes. He has a great information book behind this. We are following the information every place it takes us, but what we're finding is the administration is fighting every step of the way. Why would they fight it? It's very interesting to us. Why would they fight just the story on the laptop itself? Why would they go out of their way to get people who are in the intel community, literally, 52 of them, to sign a letter to say it was false? Well, we're bringing those people in. We're going to cross every T and dot every I, and we're going to get all the information here. McCarthy would also not rule out the possibility that members of Biden's family, such as his son Hunter or his brothers Frank or James or other family members of the president, or close business associates of theirs, would possibly be called to testify before congressional hearings later this year. I won't prejudge the work that Congressman Comer is doing, McCarthy said when asked if Americans should expect members of the president's family on the witness stand. The chairman, he's doing an excellent job. And he will, I promise you this, when we talk, he will follow it wherever it takes him. Republicans have been making some headway with the Biden family investigations since their newly won majority in the 2022 midterm elections took office in January. Biden's former assistant Kathy Chung is now cooperating with House GOP investigators, as is Biden family business associate Eric Schwerin. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party.